3 briefs today, all cleared the bar on the first real read since a 34-hour gap in the poll. 2 from Jonathan Edwards on conditional access and MSP sales, 1 from Dan Martell that actually checks out for once. Jonathan Edwards on why trusting your office IP address for MFA is a bad idea. Here's the failure mode he walks through.
And here's the problem. None of those are actually secure environments. You don't control the Wi-Fi at a golf club, or a caravan park, or Kevin's mum's house. Trusting a location assumes you know who else is connected to it, and often you don't. Now, even trusting the main company office isn't always as tidy as it sounds. Plenty of organizations have things like guest Wi-Fi that exits through the same public IP as the corporate network. If that's how yours is set up, someone with a stolen password, which has been phished or bought off a list, sitting on that guest network could satisfy your trusted location condition. And if your condition lacks...
That's the whole argument, and it holds up. Microsoft's own Zero Trust docs say verify the device, not the network. Quantient already checks for this one, so nothing new to build, just useful to know it's real. Same channel, different problem. Why MSPs lose deals to cheaper competitors, and it isn't the price.
Here's the uncomfortable bit. Your prospect usually isn't technical. They can't audit your patching. They can't read your conditional access policies. They wouldn't know a good backup strategy from a good sandwich. So when you say 24/7 monitoring, proactive support, security first, all they hear is noise. Because guess what? The MSP down the road said the same words. Now, those claims you're making aren't lies. They're just unverifiable. And no one chooses anything on something they can't verify. So they fall back on one number that's concrete. Compare.
His fix is numbers instead of adjectives. In the proposal, not a portal nobody opens. Worth stealing for how Quantient pitches its own reports to MSPs. Dan Martell's Claude videos usually don't clear the bar. This one did, and here's the bit that checked out against Anthropic's own docs.
Everybody's updates, and then gives me a cute, concise little update on the company as it is today. So I just type / company status, and it does it every time. Third is scheduling co-work tasks. Now, if you haven't heard of co-work, that's an app that runs on your computer, and it can literally take over your computer. So you can get it to run a job, like migrate from this system to another system, hit enter, go have dinner, come back and watch it get done. So what a great operator does is he looks at his system prompts and he looks at his skills and he goes, hey, are these repeatable outputs that I can schedule in co-work to have it done every day? So
that's Claude Cowork, a real Anthropic product, not something he built, launched this year, does scheduled background tasks. He never says its actual name, but the feature is real. That's the day. Full briefs, verification tables, and what got rejected are on the page.